Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Hey, four lines in the bottom of Daf Dalet and Beis. We learned in our Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph, how maybe get Medina Siyam, Tzorach Loimah, before Nechtam, before Nechtam. If a Shliach Leilacha brought a get from Medina Siyam, so he has to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam. And the Gemara brought two reasons for this Takana. Rabbi said, because a muted people in Chutzlarts didn't know that a get has to be written in Sayin Lishma, while Rabbi said, because people didn't travel between Chutzlarts and Etzol, and at a later point it could become an issue as Ein Eidim Mitzu in the Kaimai. And we just ended with a Gemara proves that Rabba also agrees to Rava that the Takana was Lefisha'in Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, and also he adds on the reason of Lefisha'in B'Kiyin L'Shma. And based on this, the Gemara stated there are actually only two possible nafkaminas between Rabba and Rava. Number one, the Asur Beitrei, and number two, Ba'is Medina Medina Siyam. Well, if you Rava, there is no need to say B'Fani Nechtam B'Fani Nechtam, while if you Rava, there is still an issue of Ein B'Kiyin B'Lishma, so it would have to say B'Fani Nechtam B'Fani Nechtam. And our Gemara will now continue to try to bring a raya against Rabba that there was never a concerned that the get was written shlei l'shma, as it was such a small chash, and that was not one of the reasons that the chacham was misaken that a shliach has to say before a nechtam, before a nechtam. And the Gemara begins. Now we will learn in the Mishnah Daf Tesa Ben Aleph, which is the next Mishnah in our Perek. How may we get Medina Siyam if a shliach leilacha brings a get from Medina Siyam ve'ena yachal leimah before a nechtam, before a nechtam? And for a reason that the Gemara will explain in a moment, the shliach leilacha was not able to say before a nechtam, before a nechtam. Then the Mishnah teaches us in Meishi Lav Edim Yiskay Mechisamav that if there are Edim that are able to verify the signatures of the Edim that was signed on the get, then they will come to Bezin and be able to mekayim the get, and this way the get will be kosher and this woman will be able to go get married. And in giving an example as to how you could verify the signatures of the Edim that was signed on this get, Rashi states, Yavah makir machasim of a kosher, they will find other Edim that will recognize the signatures of these Edim, and they will be able to verify the signatures, and therefore the get will be kosher. And Rashi, in the last Rashi on that Bezim Nalef, actually gives us two examples, as he says, the sky and if the actual Edom that signed in the get come to Bezin, they're able to verify their own signatures, that is one way to mekayim the Edom's signatures. And Rashi continues, or if there are other Edom that come and verify the signatures of the witnesses that signed in the get. And the Mefarshim explain why Rashi over here only gave us one example, where Rashi on that Bezim Nalev brought two examples, Ayin Sham. And our Gemara continues, and Lemaisi, the Gemara on that Tesim Nalev is, Mai Ve'inu Yachalema. What does the Mishnah mean when it says that the Shliach was not able to say before Nechtav, before Nechtav? And the Gemara continues in Daf Hei Ben Aleph, Ilei Mecheresh, if you're going to say the case was where the Shliach was a Cheresh, and the Gemara states that can't be because Cheresh by Asur Yegidu, how can you say that Cheresh can actually be a Shliach to bring a get? But we will learn in the Mishnah Daf Chof Gimel Ben Aleph, HaKol K'shein L'Havis HaGet, that anyone could be a Shliach L'Hilacha, Chutz Mecheresh Eit V'Katan, aside from Cheresh Eit V'Katan, there are not B'nei Das. And as Rashi at the top of the Amid states, La B'nei Dein Inu, and they cannot become a shliach to be a megarish's woman. Can I mean a kedushin? As the Gemara states in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Mem Beis, they ain't cotton as a shliach, v'hu adin lahanach, and the same applies to a cheresh and a shaita as well. And Taisus at the top of the Amid states, ilim cheresh, v'lei b'ilim eim kagoyin ilim. Why didn't the Gemara say that this shliach was someone that couldn't speak, but he wasn't someone that couldn't hear, and therefore he's not considered like a shaita, and he can be a shliach, but he couldn't say the words of b'fari nechtam b'fari nechtam, or maybe he didn't see the actual writing of the get, and therefore he wasn't able to say before nechtam, before nechtam. And Taisus explains, imkain havelei l'meima v'lo oma, by the fact that this person, at the point that he actually took the get from the husband and he brought the get to this woman, was not able to speak at that moment, and he didn't see the ksivus haget. So the lashon of the mishnah should have been v'lo oma, that he was never able to say before nechtam, before nechtam. However, by the fact that the mishnah states ve'in yachal loima, so it's mashmo that at this moment he can't say, but prior to this he was able to say the words of before nechtam, before nechtam. And the gemara continues, and Rabbi Yosef explained that the case of the Mishnah on Daf Tesa Ben Aleph is that the shliach gave the get to this woman while he was still a pekeach and he was not yet a cheresh, and prior to being able to say the words of before nechtam before nechtam, he became a cheresh, and therefore at that point he was no longer able to say before nechtam before nechtam. And therefore the Mishnah teaches us that in this case, and the Gemara is according to Rava, that the reason why that we had a takana of b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam is only because of yishayin yidim etzuyin l'kaimai. So although the shliach did not say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, but the ma'isa, since we have edim that were able to mekayim the chesimus edim, so certainly that's not worse than the shliach saying b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, and therefore the get will be valid. However, according to Rabba, that says that there's another reason why you have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, and that is because l'fishayin b'kiyin l'shma, that people were not bucky as to the din of l'shma. So l'chira, what is the difference that Edom come when Mekayim Dechasimus Edom, if you still don't know if it was actually written and it was actually signed Lishma? And how could the Mishnah on Daf Tesem Nal state Im Yeshel Edom Yiskayim Echaisamav, and that will suffice? And before we continue with the Gemara's Teretz, let's just point out that the Gemara and Daf Dalam Beis at the bottom stated Vavinim Ba, and the Gemara took its time to explain what the words Ve'ini Yachalayim means in the Mishnah Daf Tesem Nal. And the Rishonim is that Lechira, why does the Gemara have to explain what the Mishnah meant, even without explaining exactly what the case is? We would still be able to ask the Kashan Rabbah based on the fact that the Mishnah states Im Yeshel of Edim Yiskayim Echaisamav, and Lechira, the general klal and shas is that whenever we see the word Vavinim Ba, we can't ask the Gemara's question without understanding the Sukkimta, and Lechira, in this case, this is not true. And the Rashba explains if the Gemara would not explain what exactly the Mishnah means when it says Ve'ini Yachaloyma, then we would think that the Mishnah on Daf Tesem Aleph is the Mishabeshta, and therefore you can't ask a question from that Mishnah on the Shita of Rabbah. However, now that Rabbi Yosef explained that that Mishnah is not a Mishabeshta, and talk about a case where you had a Bekech and a Scharish, therefore the Gemara has a valid question on Rabbah, and he can't respond that that Mishnah is not a valid Mishnah. And the Gemara continues and answers, Hachem Ayiskinon, that the case in the Mishnah Daf Tesem Aleph is referring to a very specific case, La'acha Shalamdu, that's after the people in Chutz La'aretz already learned that the din is, that again has to be written and signed Lishma, and therefore even though there's still a requirement for the Shliach to say b'fanei nechtam because of the reason of the Fisha'inei de Mitzuyin L'kaimai, but Rabbah agrees that there's no reason for the Shliach to say b'fanei nechtam because of the reason of Lishma, and therefore even if the Shliach couldn't say b'fanei nechtam, but you have Eden that were able to be Mekayim Nechaisamav, therefore there was no longer any problem with this get, and the get is kosher, and this woman could get married. And the Gemara continues and asks, Ihachi Yachal Nami, if you're telling me that the Mishnah on Daf Tesem Aleph is talking about a time in history where Klal Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz, knew the halacha that a get has to be written Lishma, so Lechari, why did the Mishnah on Daf Tesem Aleph say that if the person was not able to say it from a nechtam, then they have a itza, that in the Yishal of Edi Miskayim Mechaisamav, if Lechari, even if the person was someone that could actually say it from a nechtam and from a nechtam, but you had Edim that were able to be Mekayim Din Chaisamav, then Lechari, did should be that even Lechatchila, the Shlich should not have to say before a nechtam in a case where Edim testified that these are the signatures of these witnesses. And the Gemara answers, Enoch Hanami, you may be correct that really you shouldn't have to have the Shlich saying before a nechtam, but Gzirish Emiachse Dov Lekukuloi, the Chum was still nervous that maybe at some point the people in Chutz La'aretz will forget the halacha that the get has to be written and signed Lishma, and therefore the Chacham said that the Shliach still has to say before a nechtam, even if you have Edim that are Mekayim and that have verified the signatures of these Edim. And the Gemara is, Ihachi in Yachal Nami, Lechari, in the case where the person cannot speak and is Bekech with Nisharish, so Lechari, since he can't say before a nechtam, so Lechari, the Rabbana should say that this get is possible. And the Gemara answers, since it's after they already knew the halacha that a get has to be done Lishma, and there's only a Gzirish, and since Bekech ben Ischarish is Milsalei Shchicha, since in the case where the person was able to speak and then he became a Cherish, that's a Milsalei Shchicha, or Milsalei Shchicha like Gaz Rabbanon, and Rabbanon did not make this Takana where it's a Milsalei Shchicha, and therefore they said that since at this point everyone knows that there's a Din Lishma, and the only reason that we will require that you say B'fanei Nechtam B'fanei Nechtam is only because maybe at a later point people will forget that there's a Din that has to be done Lishma, so the only time we made this Gzira is only in a standard case. However, by Bekech ben Ischarish, Rabbanon will makel, and they said you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, and the get will be kosher as long as there are witnesses that could verify the signatures of the Eden that signed on the get. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara feels that if you said that the Mishnah on Daf Tesem and Aleph is talking about a scenario where it's la'acha shalamdu, then l'chayre any Mishnah that we find after that in this Masechta is also talking about a scenario which was at a point in history where it was after they already learned the halacha that a get has to be written and signed l'shma, and therefore the Gemara asks for ish l'shchicha, that it's not normal for a woman to bring her own get from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, and that she will be the actual Shliach Lailacha for her own get. And as Rashi brings, that the example is where a husband gives a get to his wife in Medina Siyam, and he tells her that this get should not be chal until you go to Eretz Yisrael, and you go in front of a specific bezin, and only at that moment should it be a valid get. And the Gemara continues with Tan, and we will learn in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Gimel and Beis, Ha'isha Atzma Mevi'a Gita, that a woman herself could bring her own get from Medina Siyam to a specific bezin in Eretz Yisrael, and even if she's actually the shliach for her own get, she is still required to say before nechtam and before nechtam. And the Gemara's question is that l'chira, since the Mishnah over there is talking about a scenario where it's la'ach shalamdu, and the case of an isha that's bringing her own get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael is a milsalei shchicha, so why would Rabbanan be geizah that this woman still has to say before nechtam and before nechtam? And the Achrayim bothered that l'chira, the only time that we said that because it's a milsalei shchicha, so le'goz Rabbanan was regarding the requirement to say before nechtam. Nechtam regarding the Chiyuv to say Befarim Nechtam in a case where it was La'acha Shalomda, because people already knew that there's a din that a get has to be written and signed L'shma. However, L'maisa, in order to take care of the problem of Fish'ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'kaimai, so even though it's true that Isha is L'shchicha and it's not normal for a woman to bring her own get, but there's still a requirement to say Befarim Nechtam in order to take care of the problem of Fish'ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'kaimai, and by this woman saying Befarim Nechtam, so at least we have one aid, and even though it's a woman that at least said that I know that these signatures were verified signatures as the get was signed in front of me, and I and the Ram Shif in the back of the Gemara. And the Gemara answers Shlitachal b'shlichus that in a chanami, even though it's not shchiach for a woman to be the shliach, however, l'maisa, the Chum said that all shlichim have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, and that includes a woman as well, even though it's l'shchiach. And as Rashi says, Shlitachal b'shlichus, she knew it is a teretz, l'chilku chacham ben shliach l'shliach, aval hode in yachol, but in the case where there was a cherish, lav chilku, that's not a chilk in shlichus, as she rehutzuch loima, that really they require everyone to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, el shi efsha, but it's impossible for the shliach to say these words of b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. And the Rabbanan said that l'maisa we're not going to pass a get solely based on the fact that a cheresh did not say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam in a case where it was l'ach shalomdai. And the Gemara continues, if we just said shlei tachlich b'shlichus, so yihachi bal nami l'chayra, if a husband brings a get from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael and he gives the get to his wife in Eretz Yisrael, he should have to say b'fani nechtam as well. As l'maisa, we should also look at him as a shliach l'hilacha, as he brought the get from the place where it was written and it was signed, and he brought it to give it to his wife in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, "Alom etanya." But l'maisa, we have a brisa that says not like that. As the brisa states, "Hu atzman shehevi gitoy." If a husband brings his get from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, ein tzarich loim b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, they doesn't have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. And the Gemara's question is, why is this true? And the Gemara answers, "Time my amr rabbanon tzarich loim b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam." What is the reason the rabbanon always stated that a shliach has to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam? Is dilma osi baal ma'aru upasal? Because maybe at a later date, the husband will come and either claim that it wasn't written Lishma, or he will say that the entire get was a forgery and it'll cause the get to become puzzle. But hashta minkun nakale biyadei v'ru kama'arala, would we think that this husband who came and he actually gave the get to his wife will at some point later on come and say that it was not written Lishma, or he will say that it's actually a forgery? Of course, that doesn't make any sense, and therefore the entire takana was not stated in the place where the husband's the one who brought the get, Mimadin Siyam. And the Mefarshim of Bada, the in Khanami, by the husband delivering the get to his wife, then it takes care of l'fishein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, as certainly he wouldn't give her a document which was forged, as Taisus on that base on the base stated, the in chash l'achshila. But the maisa, why does this take care of the problem of l'shma, if maybe the husband himself didn't know that there's a chiyuv to write a get l'shma, and maybe he'll come at a later point and say that I just found out that the get has to be done l'shma, and you should know that this get wasn't written l'shma. And really, this question was bothering Taisus on that base on the base, and dima masa l'fishein b'kiyin l'shma, and Taisus over there states that since at this point the Gemara says this is only a muta to muta, therefore we're generally not really concerned about the problem that maybe was really written shalei l'shma, and we're only adding belts and suspenders to be able to make sure that this get will never have an error on it, and the husband will never come and say that it was not done l'shma. But in the scenario where the husband is actually the one who delivers the get to his wife, so in that case we're not chayshed at all, they'll actually come and be ma'ar on this get at a later date. Ayin sham, and Taisus repeats this in Dio Maskel Ihochi Bal Nami on our Amid. And the Gemara continues, Tashmal bring another raya against Rabbah from a Gemara and Dat Tazayin, the boy Mene Shmuel Rav Huna. As Shmuel asked the following question from Rav Huna, Shnaim Shaviyu get from Medina Siyam, if two Shlichim brought a get from Medina Siyam, Tzricha Shem B'Fnei Nechtav, B'Fnei Nechtav, or Ein Tzrichim, do they have to say B'Fnei Nechtav and B'Fnei Nechtav, or do they not have to say so? Amalei, and Rav Huna responded back to Shmuel, Ein Tzrichim, that the Shluchim do not have to say B'Fnei Nechtav, B'Fnei Nechtav. And Rav Huna explained, Umal Ilu Yemim, B'Fnei Gershom, Midlai Mehemni. And Mariah to this point is that if you would have two Aiden that come into a Bezin and they say that we know that this woman is divorced, as we saw her husband give her a get, and even if they come without the actual get to Bezin, these Aiden would certainly be believed and she'd be able to get married based on the Haggadah's Aidus that she's actually a divorced woman. And therefore, in the case where the two Shluchim actually delivered this get to this woman, so certainly they're believed to give her this get, and we will consider it a valid get, even though they don't say, B'fneinu Nechtam, B'fneinu Nechtam. And the Gemara asked, L'Rava Nichol, L'Rava Kasha, according to Rava, that the whole problem and the whole reason why we have to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam is l'fish ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, so it makes a lot of sense that once two shluchim bring this get to this woman, so therefore there's no problem and we don't have to worry about ein eidim mitzuyin l'kaimai, as the husband will not have the nemanis against these two eidim, just like if these two eidim would have said b'fneinu gersha. However, according to Rabba, that there's also a chash that maybe the get was not written and signed l'shma, so l'chari, if these eidim didn't say b'fani nechtam in front of nechtam, so l'chayr, there should be no nemaras, as maybe the get was not written or signed l'shma. And once again, the Gemara gives the same teretz, hachar b'ayiskinan, that the case over there was, la'achas shalamdu, after the b'nei chutz la'aretz already knew that the halach is, that a get has to be written and signed l'shma, and therefore, even though these two shluchim did not say, v'fneinu nechtam, v'fneinu nechtam, it's a valid get. And the Gemara continues, and asi hachi chad nami, l'chayr, if you're telling me that there's no requirement to say b'fneinu nechtam, v'fneinu nechtam, because it was after they learned that the halach is that you have to write a get l'shma, so l'chayra, even if there would be one shliach that delivers this get, and you have other edim that are able to be mekayim the get, then l'chayra, you should not have to say b'fanei nechtam for the purposes of proving that was l'shma, as l'maisa it seems at this point this takana was batal, and the Gemara answers, g'zir shem yachsa dov l'kukuloi, ein chanami, although you may have edus that these edim are actually fine, and the witnesses that signed in the get were actually valid, but l'maisa the chacham were concerned that at some point the people in chutz la'aretz may forget the din that a get has to be written and signed l'shma, and therefore they kept the gzira that a shliach still has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And the Gemara asks, "Hachi beitrei nami l'chayr, even if you had two edim that came and delivered this get, that even though you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam b'negei the din of kiyum of the edus, but the ma'aser they should have to say b'fanei nechtam in order to say that was done l'shma because shema yachsa davar l'kukulai." And the Gemara answers, "Beitrei ma'aser gita milsa l'shlicha, that since it's not normal for a husband to send two shluchim to deliver a get to a woman, therefore once it was already in a period of time where it was la'achas shalamdai, so milsa l'shchicha like us Rabbanan did not to make a gzir in this scenario with a shluchim to have to say b'fneinu nechtam b'fneinu nechtam." And the Gemara asks, if you're selling milsa l'shchicha like us Rabbanan v'ish l'shchicha, it's not normal for a husband to make his own wife a shliach for her own get to take it to Eretz Yisrael and only become a gureshes once she goes to a specific bez in Eretz Yisrael. And we saw before that we brought a mishnah daf chaf gimel beis v'tnan ha'ish atzma v'yogita ovad shehi atzma tzricha loyim v'fani nechtam v'fani nechtam, that the woman herself would have to say v'fani nechtam v'fani nechtam. And l'chayr, since it's la'achas shalamdai, so the woman should not have to say v'fani nechtam v'fani nechtam, as there's no chash that maybe this get was written shloy l'shma, and l'maisa it's a milsa l'shchicha, and the rabbanon should not make a gzira in this case of shema yachsa davar l'kukulai. Once again, the Gemara answers shloy tachla b'shlichas, that while it's true it's a milsa l'shchicha, but the rabbanon made a takana that every shliach has to say v'fani nechtam v'fani nechtam, and therefore by a woman also she has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And the Gemara asks, "Hachi bal nami, if there's a takana that any time that a get is taken from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, that at that point the shliach or whoever brings that get from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, so l'chayra that should apply to the husband as well. And alam etanya, and l'maisa we learned to the brisa who at b'shehi v'gitai in tzarchloim b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, that a husband does not have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam even if he brought a get from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael." And once again, the Gemara answers, "Tayim my Amr Rabbanan tzarchloim b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam." That the only reason why the Rabbanan said that we have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, dilma asu balam ar upasalei, because we were chayshir that maybe the husband at a later point will come and have a taina that was either a forgery or that it was not written l'shma. But hashda minka nakalei biyadei v'ru kamarilau, it doesn't make sense that he was the one who brought this get and he delivered it to his wife and he gave it to his wife, and then at a later point he'll come and he'll say that it was not written l'shma. And as we said before, that even prior to them knowing the halacha that a get had to be written l'shma, really most people knew that that was the halacha. And the only reason why we had this shash is only because potentially the husband will come and be mighty laz on this get. But the ma'isa, since he delivered, so therefore we don't have to worry about this shash. And this din that a husband doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam is not only la'acha shalamdai, but even kaidun shalamdai, and the husband never has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And before we continue with the next gemara, let's just point out 2 points. Number one, Taisa Dinu Maskal Shleitachla B'Shlichas is bothered that l'chayra, how can we say that it was loy plug b'negei shlichas if we just said that when there were two shluchim that came from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, that they don't have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And we said, since it's a milsa l'shchicha, like us Rabbanan, but l'chayra b'negei shlichas, we have a loy plug. And Taisa says, perish b'shlichas d'chad, the gazrinan chad l'shchiach, atu chad l'shchiach, al beitrei atu chad l'gazrinan, ayin in Taisa. And also, ayin in Taisa, do the maskal beitrei, the maisa gita, where Taisa says that l'maisa, the Gemara daf beis on beis, pointed out that there's nafkamina between Rabba and Rava in a case of asol beitrei. But Zok Taisa, at this point in the Gemara, we see that once it was at a point in history of la'achas shalamdai, then that is not a nafkamina, as once there are two shluchim that came, therefore you don't have the reason of she'enei de mitzuyin l'kaibai, as we explained in that beis on a beis, where there's machlekes between Rashi and Taisis. And number two, at this point of the Gemara, since l'maisis la'achas shalamdai, so even if these two shluchim don't say b'fneinu nechtam, b'fneinu nechtam, it would still be valid because Rabbanan did not make a takana, and as the Gemara just stated, beitrei de ma'isigita milsa l'shchicha, or milsa l'shchicha like God's Rabbanan. And although Taisis states that the nafkamina of aso beitrei would not not necessarily be nafkamina any longer. However, there will still be two nafkaminas between Rabba and Rava, as Taisa says that ikubadal mekuyim ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Tashma will bring another raya against Rabba, as we have a brisa that states, Hamevi get from Medinas Yom, if a shliach brings a get from Medinas Yom, v'nasala, and he gives it to the woman, v'lay amulah, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, and he doesn't say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, in the sky mechisam of kasha, if other Eidim will come and validate the signatures of the Eidim that are written in the get, then it'll be kasha, v'lav, puzzle, and if not, then the get will be puzzle. And the brisa continues, Havei lehutzuch loyim, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, l'hachmela, el l'hakla, based on the fact that the Rabbanan said that this get would be kasha, if you're able to be mekayim the chesimais, then l'chayri we see from here that the Rabbanan did not require the shliach to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, to make it harder for the woman, and this takana was made only to make it easier for the woman, in order that she doesn't have to go and find Edim to be mekayim the signatures of the Edim that was signed on the get, and therefore the Gemara asks, l'rabba nicha l'rabba kasha, that this price works out very well according to Rabba, as once you have Edim that are mekayim the chesimais ha'edim, so there's no problem any longer, but the few Rabba that we still have a problem with the few she'ein b'ki l'shma, so l'chira, even though you went and you were able to be mekayim the chesimais ha'edim, but we still don't know if the actual get and the actual chesimais ha'edim were done l'shma. And once again, the Gemara answers, hachem ha'eskinon, that this price is talking about a scenario, la'achash lamdai, after they already knew that the halacha is that a get has to be written and signed l'shma, and that's why as long as you mekayim the chesimav, then it will be kasha, as we're not chesish that this get was not done l'shma. And the Gemara asks, but amr gzeir shem yachsa davul kukuloi, that l'maisa we said that the chacham still made a takana that one shliach has to say b'fani nechtam, because potentially the people will forget that there's a requirement that a get has to be written and signed l'shma. And the Gemara answers that this price is not only talking about la'achash lamdai, but also it's talking about kishinuses where this woman already got married based on the fact that she received this get. In this scenario, the chacham said that as long as you had kiyum of those signatures, then the get was kasha. And even though we don't have any edim, or we don't have the shliach that said b'fani nechtam regarding the chiyuv to write this get l'shma, but based on the fact that she already got married, b'dieved will allow her to stay married, and we're not going to say that she has to get divorced based on exerio of shem yachsa davul kukuloi. And the Gemara continues and asks, ihachi, if you're telling me that the only reason there's no issue with the shliach not having said b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam is because she already got married, so havi lehutzuch loyim b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam l'hachmel leah el hakleah. So why did Brisa say that the kalin's chachamim of b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam was not stated in order to be machmer on her, but only to be mekel her? L'chayim mishum denisusu. The Brisa should state that the reason why we're not concerned if the shliach didn't say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam is not because we only want to be mekel on her, but it's because she already got married. But in chenami, if she didn't get married, we would really have a problem with this get, and potentially we would say that the get is puzzle based on the fact that shem yachsa davul kukuloi. And the Gemara answers, hachi kama in chenami. That's exactly what the Brisa meant to say. V'chitem alachmel avulifka. If you're going to say let's be machman this woman because shem yachsa davul kukula, and even though she got married, we should require that she gets divorced and she should not be able to stay married to this husband. And that's why the Brisa state havei lehutzuch loyim b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam alachmel la el lohakala. The whole purpose of saying b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, even regarding the din of lishma, was only in order to be makel on her and to make it easier on her. And as we continue on daf heyam beis, time and my, what is the whole purpose of saying b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam? Dilma asi bala ma'ara upaslei, because maybe the husband will come and be ma'ara and say that this get was not valid and will pass law. But hashta balei kama'ara and not naked ma'ara law. But since her husband did not yet come and was not yet ma'ara, that the get was written in shleil lishma, so it doesn't make sense that we will be taininim for the husband and we'll cause her to get divorced, as the whole purpose of saying b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam was in order to make it easier for this woman to get married. And once she got married, the chacham did not require her to get divorce from the second husband. And the way we explained our Gemara is based on the original teretz that it's talking about la'ach shalomdai, and Rashi says that we're not goyis over here vi b'yisema. However, ayin teitzes we hear is goyis I b'yisema time mai, and lefi teitzes the teretz of the Gemara is that in chenami we're talking about a scenario where it was prior to the bnei chutz la'aretz knowing that there's a din of l'shma by a get, and even so b'dieved, if someone brought a get medinas yam and he did not say v'fani nechtam v'fani nechtam, but they were mekayim the edim mechesamav, so then we're not going to be choishish for the l'shma, as there really is no major chash that maybe this get was not written l'shma because it's a muta de muta, and the only svara is based on the laws of the husband. And since the husband did not yet come, it'll be the evid if this woman already got married, so we say that she could stay married and we won't go and be tanina for the husband and we won't be moitzi laz, as even kainim shalomdu, it was only a muta de muta of people in chutz la'aretz that did not know about the halacha that a get has to be done l'shma. And the Gemara continued, b'plukta de Rabbi Yechonon b'shuva Malevi, this machlekes that we have between Rabba and Rava is the same machlekes that early Amrayim Rabbi Yechonon b'shuva Malevi also had. One says that the reason why there was was a kana before nechta before nechtam is because they were not bekin l'shma like Rabba v'chadama. And one says like Rabba the fisha ain edim mitzuyin l'kaimai. And the Gemara continues time Rabbi Shua ben Levi who the amal fisha ain bekin l'shma. Let us bring a raya Rabbi Shua ben Levi's man the amal that said like Rabba that the reason for the takana of before nechtam is because the people in Chutzlaretz were not bekin l'shma. Rabbi Shua ben Abba aisi gitel kamei Rabbi Shua ben Levi because it was story Rabbi Shua ben Abba brought a get in front of Rabbi Shua ben Levi and va'amal lei and Rabbi Shua ben Abba yes Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Do I have to say before nechtam before nechtam or not? Amalei and Rabbi Shua ben Levi responded, you don't have to say before nechtam before nechtam. As the only time that we had the takana to say before nechtam before nechtam was only in the early generation, because they didn't know about the halacha that the get has to be written and signed lishma. But in the later generation, the bekin lishma, that we already know that there's the din that the get has to be written and signed lishma. Then you don't have to say before nechtam before nechtam. And the Gemara states to stay. And this is a perfect raya that Rabbi Shua ben Levi must hold like Rabba that the reason for the takana before nechtam is because she'im bikin l'shma. And the Gemara continues, and the guess of our Gemara is v'tizbra that will ask a kasha. And Rashi says that we should not be gurus the word v'tizbra as l'maisa. The Gemara just brought a perfect raya that Rabbi Shua ben Levi must hold that the reason that it was the takana that the shliach has said before nechtam was based on the reason of Rabba of l'fi she'im bikin l'shma. And the only question the Gemara will now have is how can you say this story was where Rabbi Shimon ben Abba came by himself and he was the only shliach and he asked Rabbi Shimon ben Levi if he could actually deliver the get without saying before nechtam and the Gemara will ask a question on that point and the Gemara therefore asks for Rabbi Islay the Rava the Lachari even for Rabbi Shimon ben Levi agrees that the reason why you have to say before nechtam is based on the reason of Rabba of Lefisha Ein Bekin L'shma but Lemaisa we said that Rabba also agrees to Rava and we brought Raya's from our Mishnah and therefore it must be that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi also agrees to Rava's Svara of Lefisha Ein Mitzuyin L'kaim. And therefore, in Chanami, while Rabbi Shimon ben Levi may be correct that Rabbi Shimon ben Abba would not have to say before nechtam based on the din of Lishma, but Lemaisa, there was still a reason to say before nechtam based on the problem of Lefisha Ein Edim Mitzuyin L'kaimai. And number two, V'oyid Harminon Shem Yachzeh Dabla Kukuloi, Lemaisa in the Gemara and Daf Heim and Alfi said that even if the people in Chutzlaretz knew that it's halacha that they have to write a get Lishma, and it was during the period of time that the Gemara referred to La'acha Shalamdai, and it was still a Xero that the Rabbanah made that the Shliach still has to say before nechtam, even regarding the din of Lishma, based on the Svar of Shem Yachzeh Dabla Kukuloi. So L'chira, how could Rabbi Shimon ben Levi tell Rabbi Shimon ben Abba that he doesn't have to say before nechtam if L'chira there's a Gzeira of Shem Yachzeh Dabla Kukuloi? And the Gemara answers, El Rabbi Shimon ben Abba in the Shachrina Bade, that really Rabbi Shimon ben Abba came to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi with the second Shliach and they were going together to deliver this get. And he asked Rabbi Shimon ben Levi that since we have two people, do we have to say before nechtam? And Rabbi Shimon ben Levi responded that you don't have to say before nechtam. Number one, you don't have to say it since where there's a case of a so be tray, there's no svar of any edim mitzuyin l'kaimai. And number two, since you are two shluchim that are going to deliver this get, so as the Gemara stated on Daf Heim and Alf, be tray the ma'aser gita mils le'shchicha or mils le'shchicha like Gazbar Rabbanon. And therefore, in this case, the Rabbanon did not make a gzira of shem yachzeh davel kukuloi. And even for the issue of lishma, they wouldn't have to say before nechtam. And the Gemara continues, it might be learned, but if they come in nice love in front of how many people does a shliach that's delivering a get to a woman have to give it to her? Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, there's machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. Chadam one says b'fnei shtayim that he has to deliver it in front of two people. V'chadam b'fnei shleisha, and one of them says he has to deliver it in front of three people. And the Gemara states this time Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi b'fnei shtayim. Let us say that it's a raya. Rabbi Yechon is the man who holds that you have to give it in front of two people and not in front of three. And the raya is the Roman Bar of Chista. I see gitel kamed Rabbi Yechon. Roman Bar of Chista brought a get in front of Rabbi Yechon. V'amalei and Rabbi Yechon told him zil havle ba'apitrei. Make sure when you give it to this woman, give it to her in front of two people. And ve'emulhu, at that point, when you're giving it to her, you should make sure to make the statement in front of these two people, and you should say before nechtam, before nechtam. And the Gemara says, "Stayim, this is a good raya that Rabbi Yechon holds that you have to give a get in front of two people." And the Gemara says, "Let's say the machlekes between these two shitas are Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. If you have to give a get in front of two or in front of three, is based on the following machlekes: that according to Rabbi Yechon, who says you have to give the get in front of two people, he must hold that the reason for the tachana of nechtam is because people were not bekin l'shma, and therefore, as long as you say in front of two edim that this was actually written l'shma, so that would be suffice and that would be enough. And a man d'amim b'fnei shleisha and l'chayr according to Rabbi Chanina, who seems to be the man d'amim that says they have to deliver the get in front of three people, he must hold that l'fish ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimai, and therefore the shliach should make sure to give the get in front of three people and say in front of them b'fnei nechtam, as since they're doing a kiyum hashtar, so this is a ma'aser bezdin in order to verify verify the signatures of the Edom that signed in the get, you have to do that in front of a bezin, and it must be done in front of three people. Can I mean a big subis, as Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Masechet Subis, the Kiyum Shtaris is Bishloisha, and the Gemara continues and will ask two questions. Number one, Vitizbra, Hamid Reb Shuma Levi, Amal, the Fisha Imbeki Lishma. Since we brought a riot, Reb Shuma Levi is the man Amal that said that the reason why we made that Kana before Nechtam, before Nechtam, is because the people are not Bekin Lishma, as we saw first in the words of Reb Shuma Levi, that he stated, Lo Amru, Al Bederis Yushayim, Shayim Bekin Lishma, Al Bederis Yushayim, Rech Bekin Lishma, Loi. Therefore, his Ba Plukta, which was Rabbi Echron, so it must be that Rabbi Echron Amal, if he should aid in Mutsun Lakaimai, and Rabbi Echron holds like the Shita of Rava, that the reason why we made that Kana, that the Shliach has to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam, is Lofisha ain't in the Mutsun Lakaima, Vahacha, Haichi, Kam, Rabbi Echron. So over here, how could it be that Rabbi Echron say, Bifne Shtayim, that the Shliach has to give the get in front of only two people, if Lemaisa, he should have to give it in front of three people, because you need Dayanim to be Mekayim the Shtar. And the Gemara continues and asks another Kasha, Va'oid, even if I'll grant you that Rabbi Echron actually holds that the reason why you had a din, that you have to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam, is because Lofisha ain't Bekin Lishma, but Harabba is later Rava. We said before, the Rabba agrees to the idea of Rava, and even if you Rabba, the reason why you have to say for a Nechtam is also Lofisha Ein Edom Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, and therefore Mamanushach, you should have to give this get in front of three Dayanim in order to be Mekayim the Shtar. And based on these two questions, the Gemara now changes its explanation as to what the basis is of the Machlekes between Rabbi Echron and Chamrina as to in front of how many people does the Shliach have to deliver the get to the woman. And the Gemara states, El Dekula Amabin Edom Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, that really everyone agrees, like Rava, that you definitely have to have Eden on Mitsuyin Lakaimai. And if so, why is it that you could actually give the get in front of two people? The Hakka Bishlich Nasa Eid, the Eid Nasa Dayakam Efkli. And the Machlek is between Rabbi Echron and Rochanina is Benegated Din of Shlich Nasa Eid and Eid Nasa Dayan, Manda Amma Fneshtayim. According to the Manda Amma, that we prove this Rabbi Echron, Gasava, he holds Shlich Nasa Eid, that a Shlich can become an Eid, the Eid Nasa Dayan, and an Eid has the ability to also be a Dayan, and therefore when the Shlich is actually giving the get, he acts as the Eid as well as a Dayan, and therefore when he gives the get in front of two Dayanim, there are actually three Dayanim over there, two people that he's giving the get to the woman in front of, and the Shlich himself acts as the third Dayan, and therefore they could be Mekayim the get, and they be Mekayim the Chesim HaSeidim, and the Manda Amma Fnei Gimel, and the Manda Amma, who we said is Rabbi Chanina, that says that the Shlich has to make sure to give the get in front of three separate people, because some of he holds Shlich Nasa Eid, that although the Shlich could be an Eid, however, Ve'in Eid Nasa Dayan, that Eid cannot now become a Dayan, and therefore he has to make sure to give it in front of three separate people in order to make sure that he was Mekayim the witnesses in front of three Dayanim, as the Gemara Masechtas Ksuba states, the Kiyum Shtaris has to be a Bishloisha. And the Gemara asks, V'kayim lon b'drabanan the Eid Nasa Dayan, the Lachar, how can you say that Rabbi Chanina holds that Eid cannot become a Dayan if Lemaisa, the Gemara in Ksuba states that the only time that we said that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is only by Din and Deraisa, but by Din and Drabanan, certainly everyone agrees that Eid is Nasa Dayan. And over here, we're talking about Kiyum Shtaris and Kiyum Aget, and the Din of Kiyum Aget is only a Din Drabanan, as Lemaisa Midiraisa, we don't need Kiyum Ashtaris, as we stated before, Eidim Echasum Al Ashtar, Nasa Kamish, and Nechreidusim Bezdin. And therefore, Gemara now states, Al Hachabaka Mifli, the Machlegis between Rabbi Echron and Chanina is as follows. The Mas Sava, Kim the Ishik Sheri Lahavis Aget, Zim the Maisla Issa of the Sabachila. Now, although Rabbi Chanina may agree to Rabbi Echron that a Shliach can deliver a get in front of two Eidim, because we have a din that Eid Nasa Dayan, and therefore it's as if he gave it in front of three Dayanim, and therefore it'll be a Val Kiyum Ashtaris. However, Rabbi Chanina holds that we have to be concerned that maybe the husband will send a woman to be a shliach, as a woman can be a shliach for a shliach loylocha, and if the woman comes and brings the get, she can't be a dayan, as a woman cannot be a dayan. And in that case, certainly we would say that ain't that's a dayan, and if so, she really should have to give the get in front of three dayanim. But lemaisa, since the standard is that everyone gave a get in front of two dayanim, so it'll get mixed up, and this get will not be valid. However, ve'idach Rabbi Yechon holds isha meidi adai v'loy samchila, that people know that a woman is different, and if a woman will be the shliach, they'll know that it'll have to have three dayanim, and it won't help by having two dayanim plus the shliach, because she's possible to be a dayan, and everyone will know that the din is benegayin isha, that ain't a nasa dayan, and certainly they'll require a woman who is the shliach le'lacha to deliver this get in front of three dayanim. And the Gemara continues, Tanakh Vasa Rabbi Yechon, I'll bring you a brisa that says like Rabbi Yechon, that when a shliach brings a get to deliver to a woman, he has to deliver it in front of two dayanim, as I may be getting Medina Yom, the brisa states, if someone brings a get from Medina Yom, when the son lay, and he gives it to this woman, and he doesn't say before Nechtam, before Nechtam, Yoitzi Vavlad Mamzo, Divir Ameyah, Ameyah is Machmer, and he says, since you went against Matbeya Shetav Chacham, therefore it's not considered a valid get, and even if this woman got married, the din would be that we would force her to get a get, and if she had a child from this second husband, the Vlad would be considered a Mamzo. The Chamayim and the Cham saved, ain't a Vlad Mamzo, that the Vlad is not considered a Mamzo, and the Brisa continues, Keted Yasa, and the Mefarshim explained that according to Rameya, once she gets married, there's nothing to do, and you can't fix this up, and she would have to receive a get, and if she has a child, it would be a Mamzo. However, the Gemara's question is, that Lefir Chacham that said that ain't a Vlad Mamzo, and Lefir Rameya, if she didn't yet get married, what is an Eitzah that she could do in order that she actually could get married, and there wouldn't be a problem with this get? And the Brisa states, you should take the get back from her, the Yachsiv Yitlentla Bifnei Shnayim, and then the Shliach should go and give the get to her in front of two people, the Yoyman, you should say, Bifnei Nechtam, Bifnei Nechtam. And clearly from this Brisa, we see like Rabbi Echron, when the Shliach states, Bifnei Nechtam, Bifnei Nechtam, he has to do it in front of two people, and he doesn't have to do it in front of three. And the Gemara continues, and he asks for a mayor, according to a mayor, Mishum Dloy Omer, Bifnei Nechtam, Bifnei Nechtam, Yitzvav Lab Mamza, do you think by the fact that he didn't say Bifnei Nechtam, Bifnei Nechtam, which is only a Dindra Bonon, we should be Machmer, and even if she got married, we should cause her to get divorced from her second husband, and if she had a child, that Vlad would be a mamza, but l'chari, we know that it was actually done l'shma, because we have this person that said that I made a mistake, and I gave it to her, and I didn't say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, but even at this point, he's testifying that it was done l'shma, so how could it be that Rameya would paskin that Yoytzi v'ad la mamza, and the Gemara answers in that in the chanami, according to Rameya, the deal would be that Yoytzi v'ad la mamza, and Rameya l'tamei, Rameya is going l'shitasai, the Amr of Anunim, Shmei de'ula, Oymer Rameya, Kol HaMishanam, Matbeya, Shetavach HaChamim Begitin, Yoytzi v'ad la mamza, that Rameya holds that anyone that changes anything that Chacham was misakin by Gittin, so the Chacham said that this get is not a valid get at all, and therefore, if she got married based on this get, she would have a chiyuv to get divorced, and in addition, if she had a child from that marriage, she was considered a full-fledged Eishes Ish, and therefore that Vlad, potentially even on deraisa level, would be considered a mamzer. And Taisa points out that from our Gemara, it's muchach, that the only time that a shliach can say, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, is at the time that you're actually giving and delivering the get to this woman. But if the shliach would say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, after k'dei dibor, then it would not work. And Taisus brings two svekas of the Ri. Number one, if the shliach was asukin by se'inyan, but he actually said b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, after he already gave it to the woman, and it was already achik k'dei dibor, would that still be valid or not? And number two, he has a suffolk, what would happen if the shliach said b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, prior to giving the get to this woman, and he didn't do so right after he gave the get to the woman, ayin sham, and we will stop over here.